When both parents are getting up at 7 a.m. to go to the office and getting home at 6 o'clock to cook dinner and have a little conversation, how are you going to survive with a 5-year-old in the middle, kicking you all night long? You've got to choose what feels right for you. I can't say that letting a kid sleep in the parental bed until puberty isn't right for some families. I'm sure it can be lovely. But if it's not right for you, don't saddle yourself with guilt because someone else believes you're doing something wrong. Take that book and throw it out the window and move on. Remember that people who write self-help books or who have TV talk shows or write for magazines don't know everything about everybody. Some don't even seem to know anything about anybody. Remember that what they're saying may be right for some people sometime, but only you know what's right for you. We've got to honor the things about us that are individual, the things that separate us, the things that make us stand out in the crowd. These things are the things that make us human and make us the artist of our own canvas. All the little details of your life are the things that give your canvas the color. They are your palette, if you will. And the people that we remember, the people who are full of life and energy and who infuse others with their power, are the ones whose palettes are the most colorful. In fact, it is the people who paint totally outside of the lines whom we remember most vividly.